We're continuing our look at Paul's defense before King Agrippa II in Acts 26. We're looking at verses 15 through 18. Let me pick up at verse 17 again, and we'll talk more about the worldwide population in Paul's first century era. Verse 17, Jesus speaking, he says to Saul, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. Now, I mentioned yesterday that the Gentiles in the first century exponentially outnumber the first century Jewish people. The worldwide population of all people at that time is estimated to have been between 170 and 250 million people. We just simply can't be exact. The worldwide Jewish population was estimated to be around 4.5 to 8 million persons. So roughly speaking, even if the Jewish population were 8 million, it was only 3.5% of the total worldwide population. In the various accounts of Saul's conversion and calling, we have different emphases that are stressed. In Acts 22:21, Jesus tells Paul, go, I will send you far away to the Gentiles. Notice that. Here in Acts 26, the emphasis is, I am sending you. As John Stott notes, Jesus' words could be translated as, I myself apostle you. I make you an apostle. Now we might ask, was this calling on par with that of Jesus' core disciples who all became apostles, minus Judas, of course? Well, after his resurrection, didn't Jesus say to them, I am sending you? We have to remember what we might call a first-tier apostle was someone who was personally appointed by Jesus. It was, in effect, a direct choice by Christ. But there was more to it. When Judas was disqualified, the apostles had to replace him. Peter, leading the selection, reminded the group in Acts chapter 1, wherefore, of these men who have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. So strictly speaking, could that be said of Saul? No. He was not part of the original disciples. He had not been with Jesus from his baptism to his Mount of Ascension. So, on that point, he did not qualify. Now, the other thing Peter stressed was that Judas's replacement must be a witness of the resurrection. As John MacArthur points out, a true apostle had to see the resurrected Christ. Paul, then did not qualify as a first-tier apostle since he had not been with Jesus and the disciples from John's baptism of Christ to the moment Jesus ascended back to the Father. Yet Jesus still called him to be what some have called the 13th apostle. Saul's calling was based on God's sovereign choice, just as the original 12 were. His calling was subsequently based on his seeing the resurrected Christ. So, in part, Saul definitely fills the requirements that were set forth. We'll see more of this next time on Verse by Verse.